Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we are, most of the time, your welcome relief from all the politics and all the news of the day that we get 24/7, 365 on any of our devices, our TV, our computer, our cell phone, if we so choose, or we can also choose to ignore it. I was contacted by the Ed Hale campaign to ask if we would do an interview with Ed, and I readily agreed because Ed is presenting something called the, well, I'll let him tell you, introducing Ed Hale. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. You and I met years ago back at the Big Box in Arundel Mills. You were buying a duck call, and I know you've been an active waterfowler all your life. I know you've been a hunter and angler, I'm sure, and well-known businessman in Maryland with the founding of several businesses and employing lots of people, and we won't get into all your background. People can look that up for themselves if they so desire, but I'd like to hear about this Bill of Rights you're talking about for sportsmen.
Well, I was going to leave Maryland because I'm sick and tired of the regulations and things and
like everybody.
And yeah. I was going to leave, and somebody asked me if you ought to consider running for governor, and I've been asked over the years to do that, and I thought, nah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I did, and I was sitting in a duck blind, or a goose pit, actually, and with a friend of mine, and I said, don't you guys have anybody that can run? And they said, no. So I go ahead, and I decide to do what I get a hold on, and I do it.
Right.
So I'm not a talker, I'm a doer, so I did it, and I go right out and I start talking to people. I talk to the farmers here, farmers in Western Maryland, and I'm Easton right now.
Yep,
get
so am I.
Go goose hunting. Excuse me?
So am I.
Oh, really?
I'm doing this show from my house.
Well, you are cool. Well, I'm over on Hunting Creek right off the Miles River.
Oh, wow.
And I got about 15 people coming here today. I kid you not.
You're not far away. So
anyway. Okay. Well, anyway. So anyway, I go out and I start talking to the farmers, the outdoorsmen or the outfitters, and then the Watermen's Association at different organized events that people wanted to meet me. So I go. Every single person, everyone, and I'm sure you've heard this, said that, all the governor gives you this big smile and bobbing his head and pointing his finger and all those sorts of things and says,
well, there's pictures of the governor out there with a goose.
Oh, there you go. Somebody gave it to him.
Oh, well, I don't know. No, he actually spent time in the blind. I will defend him that. He and the secretary and, very interested in hunting. So we'll give him that. Now,
well, I'm going to tell you what I heard from all of them.
No, don't tell me what you heard. I don't want to deal with your hearsay. Okay, I want to hear about your Bill of Rights, and that's where you were getting to. So
that's where I'm going to. That's where I'm going to. Right.
Right.
Now, people said, I'm your guy. I'm going to call you up. I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to ask you if I got a problem with the outdoors. I'm going to ask your advice.
Right.
He never called them, and then when they called him, they never called him back. That means his, I don't know his cabinet secretary. I don't even know his name or her name.
That's right.
Never called him. So never called him back. So that was the recurring theme. That was with the farmers, the outdoorsmen, any of the outfitters and the watermen. So I've been hearing it not here or there, but all over. So that's it. So I figured I would get together. What do you want to hear? What's in your heart? What do you guys need, you guys and women? What do you need? What would you like? So I put it all together, what they gave me, and I put it on a chart, and I had it at my house Wednesday a week ago,
right.
And there were 185 people showed up.
Okay.
So
So is this available online? What do you call it? The Outdoorsman Bill of Rights, or what?
Maryland Outdoors Bill of Rights.
Okay.
And you know, it's stuff like you don't run power lines through people's properties, the farms up in New Windsor, Maryland, or you don't go through Northern Baltimore County. You don't do that. Disturb hunting and also disturb people's lands. You don't summarily just make a change on 45 geese, 2 geese, to 30 geese, and 1 goose this year. And, if you're going out today, you know what I'm talking about. And they've already decided next year, without any kind of determination, that they're going to do 45 and 2 because people got angry because of just doing it. And so people don't like the inconsistency. They don't like to have any the citizens like you and me do not have any input. Well, what would happen is, if I'm there, people are going to have a seat at the table, and I'm going to listen to them.
Okay.
The way I am.
Well, I see what you're saying about the goose numbers and so forth, but primarily they're determined on breeding success and things like that. They have standards. If they don't meet the baseline for so many years, then they have to issue further restrictions. If you recall, and I know you lived through it, and so did I. We had a 5 or 6 year moratorium on Canada geese because of a decline in the nesting and recruitment years ago. I was in the meeting when that was announced. Larry Hindman announced that and sent shockwaves through the waterfowl community. Now we're coming back, and I have heard that next year we're going to do 45 days in 2, but that's obviously because of the science, according to the feds and the local guys that look at these things very carefully. And so I get what you're saying. Now, you are aware, and I'm sure you are, that on May 18, 2021, Governor Hogan signed a bill, Senate Bill 318, called the Natural Resources Fishing and Hunting Rights, saying that let me just read the intro here. For the purpose of stating certain findings of the General Assembly related to fishing and hunting, establishing that it is the intent of the General Assembly that residents of the state have a right to fish and to hunt, subject to certain regulations and restrictions, and generally relating to the right to fish and hunt, which is different than having the privilege, to fish and hunt by buying a license. Now it's part of our legal system that we do have a right to fish and hunt. So how does your bill differ from the law that's already on the books from 2021?
You're not going to have, first of all, who's determining we do 2 and 45 next year, Alan? Who determines that? Nostradamus?
No, sir. That would be the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And
right, I realize that, but there's been no study. I mean, we're still in 2026, and we're going into the beginning of or the end of 2026, and we're going to be hunting.
It's based on the nesting success and recruitment in 2025 in the Ungava Peninsula, with boots on the ground and helicopters in the air, where they study the nesting sites and the recruitment of the young geese. They study depredation. They study the weather, and they put together comprehensive reports on all this.
I hear you. I don't believe that that's going. I don't believe that's happening.
Okay.
I don't believe that happened. I know Bob Harvey used to do it. Used to come here and would talk to me and all my hunter friends from the neighborhood here, mm-hmm. tell us how it was. I was just up there. This is what he would say. I was just up there, mm-hmm. and it was really bad. And it doesn't look good, and it's, mm-hmm. therefore the numbers are going to be down. I go up to the Arctic personally every year myself, and I do it every year. And I just did it June of this past year.
Okay.
And I go up there, and so I see it. It's like I'm there. I'm not like a normal person.
Right. Well, what did you see, Ed, this year?
I saw a ton of geese. I saw a ton of geese, a lot of birds, a lot of mergansers, a lot of river birds, because I'm in the middle of country.
Okay.
And I love Canada. I've hunted in the west and in the east. And fished in the east,
sure.
all over there, because I love Canada, and I go every year.
Gotcha.
And I just see this, and I can tell you this, that I was on the Wildlife Commission, which was a, I don't even know if it's a commission anymore. I went to 2 meetings, and I listened to every one of these scientists. You're talking about scientists, and the science says this, and science says that. These people sat in a meeting with me. I'm a private citizen. I'm a property owner. I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. They told me they've already said everything they wanted to hear. They didn't listen to me one second. So I went to Governor Schaefer at the time, and I said, I go to these meetings, it's a waste of my time and my breath. I'm not doing it anymore. He said, so you're going to quit? And he got mad at me for quitting. But yeah. I said, it's a waste of my time. So you and I will disagree on that. I don't believe these people. I just don't.
That's fine. I'm just here to give you a platform, Ed. You know, I still haven't heard exactly what your Bill of Rights is.
Well,
what is it?
It's online, and it talks about property rights. It talks about what the hunter, fisherman, you know, having dates that you can have, you know what the fishing times are going to be for the spawning rockfish and things like this. We're going to have some input that we would all talk about it together and not just summarily.
So basically, you're coming at this from, you can't believe the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, you can't believe the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, you can't believe DNR, but we can believe Ed Hale. Let me finish.
Yeah.
And you can believe the people who are in the field that are actually harvesting the fish in the game, and that they're going to have a seat at the table. That's what the Bill of Rights is. Is that correct?
Right. I'd like to restore the people that have been, like Buddy Harrison's and those from Tillman Island, if you're down here, you know who they were.
Yeah, sure.
It's when they had 27 votes there, they've all disappeared, all of them.
Right.
So try to bring them back. Here's another one. You know, you're right. I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't. And I don't believe the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. How about that one?
Well, okay. That one, you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. So this is what I would like to do, is have everybody have at least a voice here, because nobody does. Talk to the people that are actually on, you know, out in the fields. I had 185 people here.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was upset from the standpoint that we just need to have a place where we can go and voice our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What is good for their business, the businesses that are aggravating, mm-hmm. and get it back at one track again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really a lot about just listening to us for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And because nobody for generations has been listening to them.
Okay.
Larry Hindman, when he did that, you know, when he did it, I just bought my farm.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, this is really bad, because I have an investment. I did it. And that really got to the point where I became a deer. I was not a deer hunter, so I'd like to hunt and be outside. So I decided to start doing that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was just like all of a sudden it got dropped on me. I thought that was wrong, and I was wrong about that. I told Hindman that I really believed that at the time it was wrong, but he was right.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's good. Okay, Ed. Well, where can we find this online, this Bill of Rights? Is it the YouTube video that I viewed? Is that what it is?
Hale4Gov. Hale4Gov.
Yeah.
And you can see it's there. And, you know, there are 10 different things, and it's from fishing, hunting, and farming.
Fishing, hunting,
and
farming.
And this was from the farmers that got together with me and told me what they wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
They'd like, you know, we have, you know, there's little things like that don't have anything to do with hunting, but it has everything to do with property values. For example, O'Malley took the setback of 100 feet.
Yeah, I remember.
200 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, that, you know what that did? That dropped the value of everybody's property.
Of course.
The waterfront.
Sure.
It's that kind of thing. You just can't do this because you can do it by decree.
I'm going to ask you one question here as far as the influence of the farmers. Did they tell you that we have to do something about the deer population?
They said something about that. They also don't like the solar panels that are going out on all the land and taking up the agrarian part of our business.
Well, I'm with them on that. But, you know, when you're getting $7,500 a year per acre, and you got 100 acres, that's a lot of ka-ching, my friend, and that's what's being done. So
well, that's right. And if they want to do it. But I don't personally don't like it.
I don't like windmills. I don't like solar farms. But that's me personally as well. So that's
me
a personal.
Too. And that's how they feel about it.
Sure.
And you know, to see this going up, I was up in New Windsor with the power lines going through Melvin Bale's property in
right.
Windsor, and he's got solar panels on a farm next to him. It just looks like crap. It does.
I agree with the optics. I agree 1,000% with the optics. Go up through Caroline County and down into on Egypt Road, down into Dorchester County, and some of the other places that are just acres and acres and acres, and it seems like miles and miles of solar panels, and they are just the ugliest things I've ever seen. So,
yeah, I don't know, and I'm not so sure that it works. I'm not saying it doesn't, but I don't know if it does work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to find out.
Right.
If you were going to run a power line to West Virginia from Delaware and go through my property, there'd be a little mayhem if they try to come through my property. I don't know about you.
Sure.
But that's what would have that would not be right. I would not take that.
Got it.
And I just don't like the government telling me what to do.
I understand that, Ed. Listen. Hey, sir, I appreciate you being on the air. Stay in touch with me. Have your campaign keep in touch. If you find it a benefit to your campaign to contact me. This is not an endorsement, but you're the only candidate at the moment talking about a Bill of Rights for hunting and fishing, and we will agree to disagree on some of those things that we talked about, but I want you to have a great run at the governor's mansion.
Okay, well, appreciate you having me on.
All right, thanks, Ed.
Okay,
bye-bye. There goes Ed Hale. There goes Ed Hale. Hey, guess what just popped on? Yes, my beautiful EX35 gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It just came on. Apparently the room cooled down a little bit, and this thing is going to warm me back up to whatever temperature's on the remote. I can't even see it. I'm not even looking at it, but it's been comfortable in here. So you can have that same experience with a simple visit to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You stop by, you say, I want to look at the inserts that Alan was talking about. They'll take you to the left side of the building when you go in the main entrance there. They'll take you back around the barbecue grills, and you'll see this entire wall of fireplace inserts. Beautiful, beautiful framework on the front. You know, you can choose from antique looking to rustic looking. Ours is kind of rustic looking to modern. Several different brands. You will get all the specs. You will get the details. You'll see how the remote control works. You'll get the best advice from the best people, and you'll get a great price too when you stop by. Mentioned you heard about it here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Like I said, several different brands. You can also check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. You got a shed, you got a garage, you got someplace you want to, you know, heat up when you're out there. Wood stove, perfect solution. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's off Route 50, coming east, westbound. No, eastbound, yep, coming from the bridge, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, and then you take the right onto Drummer Drive. You'll see it Backyard Billy's along the highway when you come by. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You know, A&M Auctions, great people. The 21st annual annual firearm and men's night auction is 2 days this year. That's right. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th, 2026. The items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. AMauctions.com is where you can see the listing. The first day is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 at 5.03 p.m. And it's online only. And it's online bidding available at AMauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block is estate collections and consignments, 150-plus lots of ammo, knives, swords, bayonets, hunting, shooting, reloading, accessories, scopes, bows, and much more. The preview is February 2nd. 2026 from 4 to 7 p.m. AMauctions.com for more information. and you'll be glad to take a look at that great amount of product. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha, there ain't no pill.
All right. All right, let's go to Clay in Owings Mills. Morning, Clay. How are you?
Alan, good morning. It's a glorious morning in the world.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I was just listening to Ed Hale. I like him.
Okay.
I don't know if I would vote for him, but I do like him. But I was just wondering if he had opened an Italian restaurant instead of a bank, would he have called it First Marinara? Come on, you know it's
Clay,
funny.
Come on now. Okay.
You know it's funny. Come on.
Do you, First Marinara? I hope he's listening. I hope he gets a chuckle out of that. Oh, that's funny.
I had to get that
one in there, didn't you? Oh, man.
All right. Have a good week.
All right, Clay. Talk to you later. Hey, did you see that deer I sent you?
Yeah, I did. That was beautiful. It was the same one on the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that was a great shot.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm not, I always ask God to guide my shot, either a complete miss so the animal's not wounded or don't let the animal suffer, So, that was a good one. So, I mean, 80 yards with my elbows on a folding chair,
Wow. No
rest on the barrel except my hand, and I'm trying to hold it steady and keep my buck fever in check, to make the shot, but it worked out okay. So
on a folding chair, that's pretty good because that's not exactly a stable support.
No, it wasn't. My little double seat blind, what do they call it, a tent blind, had two seats in it, and it's been sitting outside for probably 5 years. And eventually, on all that stuff, the canvas rots, and the canvas rotted and tore out. So I didn't have that to sit in and cover myself up. So trying to remedy that situation, I took that folding chair up there and thought, well, if I can fit this inside the frame, and I couldn't. So the blind was uncovered, and the chair was sitting right beside the blind. And I'm exposed. I mean, I'm just sitting there in a chair, orange hat and all. And looked left, one there, looked right, one there, and looked in front of me, and there he was, standing in the field, just looking straight at me. And I had no other shot but, right there, I always aim right below the throat patch, and so that's how it worked out. So, all right, buddy.
In the Navy, they would call out from a submarine a down the throat shot.
Down the throat shot. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So, all right, we got John B. out there in Ellicott City. Likes your joke.
Okay.
Loves your joke. I was great at First Marinara.
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Clay. See you. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. That was our candidate, Republican candidate for governor, Ed Hale. Go online. You can see his YouTube, and hopefully you'll be able to make a determination what your thoughts are about the idea and about the man. That's all I can tell you. So, all right, how about that? You know, Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, right here in town, Easton, Maryland, not only has one of the largest collections of used guns in the Mid-Atlantic region, they've upped their game with new hunting products. First Light hunting apparel. You've seen it on Meat Eater TV. Leica scopes and binoculars. Aim point aiming systems and Surefire flashlights. Albright's Gun Shop is having a gun sale. Now's the best time to own a Benelli, a Franchi, a Stoger firearm. Many reasons why. Purchase a Benelli and receive a free backpack and a gun case. And here's something else. Albright's Gun Shop just received a large collection of Remington firearms, including 20-gauge 1187s, hard-to-find left-hand 1100s, and more classic Remingtons, many of them in the box. For those of you looking for that special firearm, Albright's Gun Shop is the only Cesar Guarini elite dealer in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. And this includes Fab Arms and Siren shotguns as well. With one of the largest collections of used guns in the Mid-Atlantic, it's worth your while to visit Albright's Gun Shop, 36 East Dover Street, Easton, across kind of catty-cornered across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AllbrightsGunShop.com, 410-820-8811. You can call them today. For Albright's Gun Shop, that's 820-8811 if you'd like to stop by. Celebrating 43 years at the same location in Easton. Yes, indeed. You know, here's one for you. AM Auctions. They are having their annual... Let me find it. There it is. The annual, 21st annual firearm and men's night auction. Men's night auctions, 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. The items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg. You can see www.amauctions.com. The second day is Wednesday. That's the big gun day, February 4th at 5:03 p.m. and is online only. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxybid.com. You sign up, you bid, you watch each item come up. It's pretty cool to watch those auctions online. You don't have to be there. On the auction block, estate collections and consignments, a selection of over 200-plus firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview all this Monday at the shop at 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg. That's outside of Salisbury, between Salisbury and Ocean City. Monday, February 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. AMauctions.com for more information. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties.
Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed blocks and bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
So, you heard the ad for Apple Cracker, and they'll be attending the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo coming up February 21st, and Bucks, Bears, Stags will also be there measuring deer, so we look forward to seeing a lot of people out there to get their deer measured, and I'll be there to run that sign-in, check-in process for the deer, and then, you know, we'll be talking to people at the show. But they are Stoltz Mineral is rebranding its name to Welsh Mountain. Got that notice the other day. Still selling the Apple Cracker and the Dirt Digger. New logos and everything else on these products. So they reintroduced themselves to the ATA, the Archery Trade Association show here recently, and we're looking forward to working with them again. So, you know, it's time to start thinking about putting minerals down. Believe it or not. You know, you got corn out there, you got apple cracker out there till the end of deer season. But then, as the fawn production, the does are pregnant, the bucks will be dropping their antlers. But if you give them minerals in the critical time in the spring, and the summer, that'll continue to grow, quality antlers and probably increase milk production and everything else that these minerals do. So Dirt Digger's proven to do that, and I've used it in the past, and I like the way it works. So, you know, if you see your retailer, make sure you get some of that. Dave in Baltimore. Good morning, Dave. How are you? Dave, were you able to hang?
Yeah, there you are.
No, there you are. I've been here. What's going on, buddy?
It's one of them somebody's missing the buttons.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I listened to Ed Hale coming down. I'm heading to work today. You can't win them all.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I think one of the things that irked me about Maryland is you have a lot of these bureaucracies.
Tons of it. Yeah, no question.
Counties. I mean.
Oh yeah.
You know, they tell you, dictate to you what you can do with your property. We had our property backs up the county property, and we wanted to put a deck on the back of the house, and the county comes out and inspects the site. Well, they sent the forest ranger out to look at it. He said, well, you're cutting on county property. Well, you know, you got weeds and mile a minute and everything else is not good.
Yeah.
He says, we aren't going to cut you a permit until you promise not to cut the grass.
Okay.
The county's not being good stewards. Another question, I would have asked Ed Hale, what's going on with the Pittman-Robertson money that comes into the state of Maryland?
Well, what's going on with it? It goes into wildlife management for the most part, but there has been discussions about this in the past. Let me finish. And we leave a lot of that money on the table that, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And over the past few years, we've left like something like $10 million on the table. So they're always scratching and scrambling for ways to use that money. But it is kind of restricted on what they can use it for. So, you know, Wildlife and Heritage, I know, has been trying to fix it. DNR has been trying to fix it. And it's just... you know, if people don't know what you're talking about, but basically when you and I buy fishing tackle, archery tackle, guns, ammunition, there's an excise tax on there under the Sport Fish Restoration Act, under the Wildlife Restoration Act. It's 11% excise tax. It's levied by the manufacturer, and it's paid by the manufacturer to the IRS, and it's designated funds to go back to the states based on a formula, part of which is hunting and fishing licenses sold in the state, among other criteria. If sport fish goes to fishing programs, wildlife restoration goes to wildlife programs, and it's basically a rebate back to the states of some federal funding that can be used for certain purposes. Now, there are other purposes that it can't be used for. They can't use it to, you know, just whatever they want. You know, and do we have enough programs to be able to, you know, use that money well? Yeah, somewhat, but, you know, there has been money left on the table for sure, no question. Because it doesn't go into the general fund, thank God, where it just gets sucked into the black hole. It does come back to be used for those programs, but again, if it's not used and it's in the fund sitting there, It goes away, but it comes back year after year after year after year. And that's the R3 push, recruitment, retention, and reactivation to get people to buy more licenses. So, you know, every license.
The one reason I ask that is I think I've been watching Annapolis since 1982.
Yeah.
When the Question 3 came out, if you remember that one. It was a Saturday night special, handgun law, and all this other hoopla.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think it was I'm not sure which governor was in charge, but there was a point in time where that money wasn't going to DNR per se. Well, it was going to DNR per se, but they were investing in big SUVs for the director of DNR, and they had
four-wheel drive
vehicles that
set
the, and I think you brought it up, they had brand new four-wheel drive vehicles that sat in the parking garage in Annapolis instead of having that money go out to the, you know, the field agents and work with them.
Yeah. Well, since 9/11, you know, DNR now a part of that is under Homeland Security. So, you know, there's Homeland Security money available there for vehicles and so forth. for Natural Resources Police as part of that Homeland Security, because, I mean, who's going to protect the bay? Who's going to be out there any more than those guys? And that's not Pittman Robertson money. That's Homeland Security. But Pittman Robertson is to be used strictly for fisheries and wildlife programs. Pittman Robertson is the old name. Yeah. I forget what it's called now, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, so. one other thing I'd like to bring up, I live up in Carroll County, get up to Thurmont a lot.
Yeah.
If you take Thurmont 77 out from Thurmont to Waynesboro,
yep,
you go up through the mountain.
Yep.
I see a lot of dead. I see a lot of dead trees laying down. I see a lot of brush. I mean, when I talk dead trees, I'm talking marketable trees, 18 inches and bigger,
mm-hmm,
that have fallen over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But all that, to me, looks like, some people say it's an eyesore, some people say it's returning back to nature. However, to me, it looks like fuel for a fire.
Absolutely.
And if we get a dry spell, and I remember as a kid going across 15, you'd have these big swaths of
California East, buddy. California East, that's what we are. We don't do anything with it. So I was on one of those windy days, probably a month and a half ago, I was on I was coming across Rising Sun to Conowingo to Bel Air, okay? What is that, Route 1? I can't remember what route. Anyway, five different occasions, the wind had taken down big trees across the road. Big old dead trees, just like you said. And, you know, crews were on hand.
Yep.
And you'd come to a screeching halt behind traffic, and then they'd let you go. And then you'd go another 2-3 miles, and there'd be another tree down. And apparently it had been happening all day because you could see the cleanup, you know, through that area.
Yeah.
Look, I was in the woods on one of those windy days, and I had about a 15-foot section of the top of a tree come falling down on a hedgerow about 40 yards from me, and I said, you know what, it's time to get out of this climber. And I did, because, you know, I have seen the damage that's done. Cecil County got devastated by winds, and I don't know how much cleanup got. This was 2 years ago, and I don't know what's done as far as cleanup is concerned, but if we do strike a fire, you're right. We're going to be in the same boat as California. So, all right, my friend, anything else?
It's really... No, that's about it. You have a good Happy New Year, and I'll be listening when I can.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. Gotcha. Let's talk to Jerry here real quick, and then we got to go. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Alan. Look, I have to kind of whisper.
Uh-oh.
I told you I live in senior unassisted living.
I
went downstairs to check for my mail, and I was taken almost in captivity by 20 screaming little old ladies.
Oh, boy.
They said, "Where is Alan? Where is Alan?" The minute I ran, they ripped my shirt off. So I ran out the front of the building, around, and came in the rear. I'm back in my apartment. I can't talk too loud.
Okay.
Because they might discover I'm here.
They might.
State and city police protection. I'm in the witness protection program. Alan, I asked the little old lady, I said, "What does Alan have that I don't?" And she said, "If you have to ask, you don't know." She said, "You have to be born with it." Alan, I am at my door. The groupies, they might get me.
Okay.
Next week, Alan, another episode.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Alan.
Kavorka, Jerry. Kavorka. That's what it is. All right, everybody. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I'm not going to talk about Browning Firearms, although they are your full-line Browning dealer. I'm going to tell you about Fish and Tackle. They've got rods and reels. They're gearing up for the season. They've got live bait right now. They've got minnows. They've got rods and reels. They'll re-spool your line. People are getting ready to go. And, you know, everything you need for fishing, any kind of fishing, pan fishing, trout fishing, bass fishing, catch and release striped bass out there in the bay right now, the big fish are there. They are there. And people are still pulling them out and taking pictures and throwing them back in. But they're there right up there till May 1st, all of April. Yes, indeed, catch and release. But Clyde's has the equipment if you need it, and you'll need it. They'll have anything and everything you need for rockfish, the circle hooks, the bucktails, all of the above when the summer season comes in. But right now we're talking crappie, perch, panfish, white perch, yellow perch, pickerel. You name the fish that you're going after right now, and Clyde's has the tackle for it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, which is also Halethorpe, which is 21227 in Baltimore. And the website is ClydesSportShop.com. Been around since 1957. That phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's Sport Shop is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories for licenses, live bait, fishing tackle, and much, much more. It's Clyde's Sport Shop. Stop by today. You'll be glad you did. Who else do we have to do? Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They simply have anything and everything you need to heat your home. If you need pellets for your pellet stove, they've got pellets. If you need, buy the bag or buy the pallet. If you need a fireplace insert, they've got them. That's right. They've got gas, electric, wood, and pellet. They've got freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. Look, they're located right off Route 50. The exit coming from the bridge is 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. The phone number is 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBillys.com is the website. If you're looking to heat your house, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, there's the music, folks. That means we've come to the end of another hour. I hope you enjoyed this hour. We did. I did. I think Aaron did. So we talked about it off the air, and I'm hearing from those of you as well. So listen, faith, family, friends, freedom. Keep that in mind. Love your family. Call people you haven't talked to in a while. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.